Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 81, The Holy Spirit, Regeneration in the Spirit. Regeneration, the new birth by the Spirit, is the beginning of the Christian life, and I see it as one of the most essential truths for understanding salvation. When I reflect on what Scripture teaches, I recognize that the new birth is not a small adjustment or a moral improvement. It is the Spirit giving life where there was none. It is God replacing a heart that could not respond to Him with a heart that can. I think this truth shapes everything that follows in the life of faith. Paul describes this work with clarity. He saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to His own mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. Titus 3:5. I feel the weight of this every time I read it. Regeneration is not something I achieved, it is something God did. The Spirit washed, renewed, and created new life. Salvation rests on mercy, not performance. This is why regeneration gives such confidence. If God began the work, God will sustain it. Jesus explains the new birth when He says, "Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." John 3:5-6. I see the contrast clearly. Flesh can only produce flesh. Human effort cannot create spiritual life. The Spirit alone brings new birth. Regeneration is the doorway into the kingdom, the beginning of a life shaped by God rather than shaped by self. God promised this transformation long before Jesus spoke these words. Through Ezekiel, He declared, "I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. I will remove the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you." Ezekiel 36:26-27. I think this promise captures the heart of regeneration. A heart of stone cannot trust, love, or obey. It is unresponsive, but a heart of flesh is alive. It feels, it turns, it responds. Regeneration fulfills this promise by giving a new heart and placing the Spirit within the believer. Peter affirms this same truth. "You have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God." 1 Peter 1:23. I feel encouraged knowing the life God gives is imperishable. It is not fragile. It is not temporary. It is sustained by the Spirit and rooted in the Word. Regeneration is the foundation of salvation. It is the Spirit's initiating work, the moment when God brings a person from death to life. When I consider the Christian journey, I see that every step of growth, every desire for God, and every act of obedience flows from this miracle. The new birth is not the end. It is the beginning of a life shaped, empowered, and sustained by the Spirit. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.